everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I am Laura Canfield, and today we have with us my good friend Anya Lightheart is with us. And Anya is going to be talking to us about creating a higher vibrational timeline. And this is so relevant right now, and we'll talk about why. But some of what we're going to talk about also on this call is DNA crystallization and what that is, and the importance of raising your vibration, which, you know, we all talk about, we all do it, we all, you know, but why is it really so important? And understanding your timelines as we move into the fifth dimension, because we are moving into the fifth dimension. I feel like right now we're hovering between the third, fourth, and fifth, and we're going back and forth a lot. So what does that mean as we're moving into the fifth? And how to move past re-emerging old timelines, the old patterns. And you'll also receive a collective clearing to the Akashic Records with the beautiful 12th dimensional Pleiadian goddess, Na'iha. I hope I'm saying that right.
So,
thank you. And so for those of you who don't know Anya, Anya's been on our show before. Lovely, lovely. Well, wonderful time. And oh my goodness, have you seen her energy? She's so beautiful. And it's not just that she's physically beautiful, but oh my goodness, the love and the energy that she exudes, that she vibrates, it's just, I just love it. So I was watching her video that she posted, you know, a couple of hours ago today, and oh, it's just like so, it lifts me up watching her, you know? So for those of you who don't know Anya, she is a first generation human empathic clairvoyant channel and seer of timelines. And along with a guide, she uses her gifts to relay loving messages, healing energy, and DNA activations to others. She provides loving spiritual guidance that focuses on the highest good of all. And at a very young age, she became aware of her gifts. She has always had a deep connection to the angelic realm, but her connection to highly conscious extraterrestrials and other beings of light grew when she realized she could access the universal Akashic Records. And when she accesses the Akashic Records, she is presented with a series of timelines and patterns. She removes density, raises consciousness, and brings awareness from this life and others to help people create a higher frequency timeline for themselves. So I'm so excited to talk to Anya about all of that, plus how we can, you know, today on the call, raise that vibration and how we can create a higher vibrational timeline for ourselves. So please open your minds, open your hearts, be open to receiving the wisdom and the energies and the transmissions that are flowing throughout this call, from Anya and her team, from me and my team, and just be open to receiving. And so right now I invite you to open up your hearts and join me in welcoming Anya to the show. Anya, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. And I'm just so grateful to be here and to share these messages today with you and everyone.
And me too. I'm so excited. And I forgot again to say that for those of you who are live on the call or on the webcast, you can hit star two, raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A, because we are going to be taking some live caller questions and working one-on-one with Anya. All right, so Anya, you've been on our show before, which is wonderful, which is great. And, you know, so we don't have to go really deep into your story per se, but can you tell us a little bit about, I definitely want to talk about DNA crystallization, but before we get there, how do you see the collective records? How do you see the Akashic Records, the universal Akashic Records, and what does that even mean for all of us individually?
Yeah, of course. And again, thank you for having me back. And just a quick update, since last time I was in the show with you, I was still working my 9-to-5 job. I was still doing engineering, and now I'm fully committed to serving my mission and serving humanity. So yay!
Congratulations. That's a good
thank
step.
Thank you.
Good
it was
you.
Huge. And I just want to share with others that it is possible. It's possible to live in love and bliss and to fully, you know, and to feel fully supported by the universe. It is possible because I'm doing it. I'm a living proof, and I just really wanted to share that with everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the way I see the timelines and the records, Like, you know, I'm a first generation human, which means I've never been a human before. This is my first journey on Earth. So my DNA and my vibration is connected to the collective blueprint of humanity, which I'm connected to all the records. And that's why I can easily see patterns that people are generating for themselves in life. I call it the youth, because although we're existing in this reality, there's many, many of yous, I call it yous, and they're all experiencing a different timeline. And that's where I can see what you're doing in another time. As other people call it past life, I just call it a timeline. To me, everything is happening at the same time, right? So future, present, all your possibilities of self. And so that's how I see it. I started seeing as the Akashic Records first, and it was literally my brain translated as a book. And from the book, I could see blogs, and my brain just did this crazy translation of what I thought it was, the energy. And it was so easy to describe that to other people, and people were like, oh, okay, I understand a book, and a book has all my information and all, you know, the records, right? So, but that has evolved to the youth, and just I can see you standing in the middle, and then I see all the different yous around you and how everything is connected and integrated into this reality. And although I can see, you know, what we call past and all of that, I choose to focus on this reality and help people manifest a timeline that matches their divine blueprint, divine vibration, like the true self manifested in this reality. Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you. And, you know, and it's interesting how, you know, you see these collective records and how you can see the different timelines for everyone. And how, unfortunately, we can't always see them, right? But we have, I think, sometimes an inkling of what it could be, right? Or some sort of insight or some sort of message that we get, some hint of what it is. But we're unsure, right? We doubt, don't we?
Yes, and I think that's the main block to see their own records. Like, that's your divine birthright. Like, you've earned it. That's, you created it, right? So the main block is doubting, I feel, because we're constantly getting confirmations and guidance from spirit, and we just choose to think, oh, it's a coincidence. Or, you know, everybody's going through the same thing, or everybody can, you know, do angel readings or hear spirit, or we just think that, and everybody really can, but we tend to lower ourselves and think that, oh, it's just something, whatever, it's nothing important, or I'm just making this up, or it's my imagination. But once you start really trusting that what you're thinking and feeling, that is guiding you to a place of love, and the universe just keeps giving you more and giving you more and giving you the next step and the next step. But if we also have free will, so if we choose to ignore it, then the universe is like, okay, we're here, we love you, and we're going to wait for you until you're ready, until you really choose to step into your power and accept our guidance. That's it. It's up to us, really.
And you know, it's so funny, Anya, because I'm a victim of that myself. You know, it's like I had this vision of myself, and I saw it, and it was like, it was so clear, and everything's like, oh, that's it, exactly. But then I doubt, right? I doubt, like, I can't do that. I don't have the gifts or the talents or the abilities. I just can't, right? So I block. It's like, no, maybe later, you know, other people are better at it. You know, all these things, they come up, right? All these fears, all these insecurities, all these issues of low self-esteem, they come up, right? And then my big one was, oh, but if I'm really that gifted, I just, what if I abuse my power? That's my biggest block, right, is that abusing the power, right? And so that stopped me for so long. And now when I finally said, you know what? No, I'm not going to abuse the power. I'm not going to do any of that. Maybe I did that in some past life, in some other timeline, but I'm not doing that this time. You know, I'm making different choices, and I'm just going to follow my heart, follow my guidance, and see where it leads me. And, you know, whenever I do that, it feels expansive, it feels light, and it feels joyful. It's magical things happen. It's like, it's amazing, right? And it's like, if only we could all trust that knowing and trust our hearts and follow that inner guidance that we are constantly receiving from our higher self, from our guides, from source, right? All the time. If we could just trust that and take one step, like we're never going to know the full path, right? Because we have free will and choice. We can change our minds and do different things at any time. But just taking that one step, and a lot of people fear taking that first step even.
Yes, and it happens to everyone, including myself. I'm the first one to admit, like, I'm guilty of, you know, doing, even this morning I had this, I woke up with this feeling, and it was really sad, and I just kept thinking about it, and it just really got me. And then I was like, angels, guys, just please give me what I need, like, make, you know, help me. So they started sending me, you know, guidance. And at the beginning, I was still skeptical because I was choosing to stay in that feeling of sadness and just feeling so overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it just clicked. It's like, oh my gosh, I just fell off the boat. And now I'm, you know, swimming on my own and I'm drowning. And instead of just staying on the boat and keep flowing with the universe. And it was something about the future, something that is not even existing at this point. So I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I'm just going to go on my boat. So I meditated for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, I got this beautiful vision of, you know, what truly is in my heart. And I was like, oh, what am I worrying about? Like, it's not even here yet. So I just jumped back on my boat and started, like, flowing with the universe. And everything it was great again. But, yes, it happens to everyone. I think the important thing is how to get back on the boat of just flowing with the universe and flowing with the spirit and just showing up. Like, I think that's the most important thing. Just show up. The spirit will be there ready to hint you what is it that you need to do next. It's just getting your own self out of the way, truly, because everything is our head. And if you can just, you know, let it be, like, just because we cannot stop our heads. Like, it's, you know, we're humans, but if we learn how to put that in second place and just put our hearts first and trust what the information that we're getting is true, or even we're unseen yet, or, you know, everybody connects with spirit differently, but most people in my, you know, the people I work with, they feel that was the first thing, and even myself, I feel. So if we can trust that feeling of everything is okay, then why feed the ego? Why feed the brain? There's no point.
I agree. And, you know, and I love what you said about showing up. And just show up and do or be whatever it is that you're feeling, and then see what happens. Be in that sense of wonder and awe. And it's really important also to have a good support team. You know, so sometimes when I have doubts and things like that, you know, I call on some of my friends, and then they talk me through it sometimes, or, you know, they give you encouragement, or sometimes it's a kick in the pants, like, just do it, you know, and so then, you know, you do something, that's the showing up part, and then in the end, the result is really not in your control anyway, but when you show up, spirit is there helping, and it's like, I just did that on Saturday, and it's like, oh my God, it was amazing, and, you know, it's like, I showed up, I didn't know what was going to happen, and the group that I was doing this live workshop healing session with, they all experience this beautiful energy and transmission and healing, and it's like, okay, good, so I did it, you know, but if I hadn't shown up, they wouldn't have been able to experience that. And for some of them, it was the first time ever experiencing energy, you know, and what a gift that they received for themselves, and we can all be that gift for people when we show up. So I love your message about that showing up is so important.
That's so beautiful. Thank you for doing what you do too. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people benefited from it and just felt inspired. And I feel like that's key of my message. I feel the moment we start showing up and sharing with others our true self, we inspire others to do the same. You know, and it creates this, this pattern of just beautiful energy that it inspires others and it motivates others to do the same. That's why it was so important to me to share my story about, hey, I left something that wasn't, you know, making me happy, that wasn't matching what is in my heart. And I created space for new things to happen, but I showed up. I said, spirit, I'm ready. I'm here. And now this is what I'm doing. Like, and this is what I love to do, just serve humanity. And when it comes to a support system, I'm just so grateful because I have people in my life that I couldn't have done it without them. Like, it's just my husband, starting with my husband, but just in general. So I invite people, because when I first started, I didn't know anyone who, you know, even talked about spirit or talk about angels in the way I did or any of this. So I just asked spirit, please, you know, send me people who are in the same vibration where I am so that we can co-create and collaborate. And soon enough, I said, you know, making friends, and they said, I live in a community where, you know, they may not understand exactly what I do, but there's no judgment. There's just, it's like, hey, this is what you do. Okay, cool.
Exactly.
And there's always us. Like, I have a Facebook, an Instagram, you know, I'm just an email away. We are your community. We, you know, we don't have to be in the same city. Thanks to the universe and the internet. We are just an email away, so start manifesting your own community as well.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I know we kind of went off on a tangent, but isn't she just absolutely lovely? Like, just talking to you, Anya, is so beautiful. It's like your energy is so wonderful. I just love it.
It's my pleasure. I love being here. But you too.
We could talk for hours.
Yeah.
But I really want to talk about... you know, to get back on topic, the DNA crystallization, like, what is that? What does it mean? And why is it necessary? Why is it important? What is that?
What is DNA crystallization, right? It's such a new term, per se. A lot of us have heard about DNA activation. So it's something similar. But what I've been doing with the guys is, and it's because of the same reason that I was born connected to the universal records, that I can do this type of activations. My DNA was already crystallized before I came to Earth. And we're focused on the DNA that is the energetic DNA. And that carries everything that is in our records, our Akashic records and your divine blueprints and everything that connects you to the collective soup, aka humanity and the universe and all its existence. So the moment we start crystallizing our DNA, we have complete and full access to all of our records from our timelines, and it's just easier to access the tools that we already learned, the personality traits that we already had in different timelines. It's just a matter of working, and you can see that in my program. We start working from the bottom up. We start activating, grounding, activating the lower chakras, not the root chakra, but the ones below the root chakra. And then we go all the way above the crown chakra, and we do clearings and other activations. And all of that is to raise your vibration, expand your consciousness and your awareness. And that's how you start connecting with your guys faster and in a clearer way. And you become just aware of your surroundings. And that's how you start manifesting the traits of the personality traits and the tools that you already have. Like, you can notice, like, okay. Or sometimes you may even not know what you need, but you know how to ask for help to your guys and how to bring that information. It's like an energetic imprint from another timeline into this one. And everything started because I was thinking, like, so many people go to the psychologist or psychiatrist with so many problems that they may not even know that it's not even coming from this timeline, from their childhood or anything. It's from another timeline. So what is happening here? How are we getting all this lower vibrational imprints plugged into this reality? And what can we do about it? So I figure if we can get dense things, we can also get the things that we already learn and we already work for. Mm-hmm. You know, life doesn't need to be hard. We need to be smart about it and open and work from the heart. So that's kind of what DNA crystallization is in a nutshell.
Beautiful. Thank you. And, you know, It is important to, you know, it's not just the seven chakras, you know, we work on, if there are some chakras below the seven and above the seven, you know, and, but it's not just the chakras, but it's also your entire energetic system, sometimes needs to be cleared and cleansed and healed so that we can raise our vibration. So raising our vibration, we know is necessary and important, but why? Why in your... In your opinion, is raising your vibration important? And what benefit do we get from raising our vibration?
Yeah, but the first thing I want to say is that now in this reality, nowadays, we actually have access to exist in Cuckoo Create in a higher vibrational reality. So versus before, a few years before, it was still kind of, it was lower, but now we have the opportunity to raise our vibration, and the benefits are like, for example, to me, it allows me to be fully grounded on Earth and at the same time fully expanded. Like, I'm 100% plugged to spirit all the time. So that's something I didn't have before. Like, that's something I've been working on, and it's the energy that the Earth is vibrating at that is allowing us to do that now. And it just, the messages and the guidance from our angels and, you know, extraterrestrials or our guides in general, it just is becoming clearer. Like, you just understand what is the next step, and you're just in this flow with the universe that is just so beautiful and so peaceful. Like I said, I have my days, like today. I don't know today. But you get back on your boat and start flowing easier. Yeah, you have we've always had the option to get back into this flow, but I feel like right now it's even easier. Like, it's just so, almost so tangible. And also manifesting our own reality. Like, we really have our tools. Yes, I know a lot of people are having some issues with the abundance, and like, you know, we were talking about this before the call, that we are not manifesting like so fast, like the way we want it, but we really are. It's just that our physical reality is taking some time to catch up into our energetic reality. That's what it is. But I think it's super important for people to just be open to the idea, to keep expanding and to keep increasing their consciousness, and just realize that, hey, we're all connected. We truly are. We're part of the same collective soup. And if you're doing what, you know, what is in your heart and what you set your heart to do in this reality, then awesome. Like, that's really why we're here. And others, again, it's just giving others the opportunity to do the same and say, hey, I see how happy you are. Like, oh my gosh, I'm telling you, when I was still in engineering, and I love my job, I really did at the beginning, but by the end of it, I started to get sick, and I was unhappy and stressed out all the time. Why? Because I wasn't doing what is in my heart. Like, I was not following the guidance from my angels, until one day I decided, like, I'm going to give myself this time to close that cycle, and now I'm just going to focus on raising my vibration and start really plugged to spirit so that I can truly see what is my next step. And I invite others to do the same.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. Now, you know, just on the topic of raising vibration, can you give us one quick example or one way, easy way that we can all raise our vibrations?
Yeah, the easiest thing and the first thing I tell my clients is to start grounding. I know, it sounds silly, and it's like, but why grounding? Like, what people, this is a pattern I've been noticing with my clients. Like, most of them are yearning of home. They want to be home, and Earth doesn't feel like home. And, you know, they feel lost and not knowing what to do. And, you know, everything feels so easy. I was like, hey, just ground. Because the more, and this is coming from Mother Earth, is from a channeling, the more you ground, the more you can expand. Isn't that crazy? And it's so simple.
It's so
easy.
And I've experienced that myself. So it's definitely that's one of the key points I share with my clients all the time too, about grounding constantly, not just once in a day, but constantly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't tell you need to set up a schedule in grounding. I mean, if that works for you, good for you. But it's like, if you think about it, hey, is that's just a message, a reminder from your own body that some of your energy might be being spent in other places while you are being asked to stay here and focus on the exact moment, exactly what you're doing. So yeah, grounding is like super key. And again, the more you ground, the more you connect to Mother, it's like an anchor, and then you can fully expand because you're still here, but your energy is just, it's like another channel. Like, you know, we do a lot of channeling from the head down, but it's just important to do it from the ground up. It goes both ways.
Good point. And so now, can you talk to us a little bit about the fifth dimension and how we are moving into the fifth dimension, and what do we do with all of our various timelines as we're moving into the fifth dimension?
I feel so. I feel like we are already existing in a fifth dimensional reality. And that's, again, like what I feel like people are getting frustrated. And I mentioned this before, that there's like a lag, like our physical reality hasn't caught up with that. And we still get this, you know, sad because of what is happening on the world. But just trust that there's something bigger happening. Like it's really there. And I can truly see it. Like I see people coming together, and I feel in the openings of others, people's hearts, like I can really feel that vibration that I have never felt before on Earth. I'm starting to feel like, okay, this is really, really home. Like we are really making Earth home and making a safe space for all of our empaths, all of our, like, I call it life layers instead of light workers. I hate to play, right? And yeah, I think it's here. I really feel it.
And so, go ahead.
I know, I just want to say, like, the fifth dimension to me is just a place where, again, we understand what the collective soup is, so we all play a key role in that, like, being humans and existing here. And how we're all really connected, and there's no separation between me and you. It's just it's just a different manifestation of self, per se.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah, that's what it is—a different manifestation of self. So we have some questions on the Q&A, and we have some hands raised. Do you think this is a good time to take some questions?
Yes, I love hearing from people, and just feedback too. Let me know how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to go to the Q&A first. I have Judy, and she's asking, what do I do with memory of a past life when I was accused and burned as a witch? How do I clear, heal, and change the energy?
Good question. That's something I get quite often. I will start by working with your guys. I think they're going to have the best answers and guidance for you. But I feel like you already did the first step, which is being aware that there's that timeline. And just ask your guys to show you how to go into your records so that the vibration from that timeline doesn't affect this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then go from there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then I have a question from Fairy in Florida, and they're asking, I'm wondering, how do I remember a life when I was feeling whole and complete, and how do I make it my dominant vibration? I do believe that it is possible, but I just need some guidance and insight.
Yeah, thank you for all your questions, by the way. The thing that I'm hearing from you guys is like affirmation. Start the affirmations going, like, tonight. To start retraining your unconscious and conscious mind to love yourself again, because the moment you start loving yourself, that's the vibration you're going to be manifesting in your life, and that's the kind of people you're going to be attracting into your life. But you need to remember your true self. Remember the magnificent, beautiful soul that you are. So affirmations for sure. And again, I'm all about making things simple with powerful results, but it's just as simple as I love you and looking at the mirror, you know, I love you. I see you. I am. It's just key with all my work that I do, that my guys have taught me. It's like, I am powerful. I am beautiful, and I deserve to be in a loving relationship. And that kind of affirmations, they work magic for me and for others, of course.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And let me see. We're going to go to the call, the phone call. We're going to go to phone number ending in 5153. 5153. I'm going to unmute you now. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Shirley. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. So good to be on the call. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling.
My question, Anya, is Remember how you talked earlier about you being, you know, in the engineering field, and at first you were very happy with it, and then it got to a point to where you had kind of just, you know, lost the love for it and became stressed out and all of that. And I'm kind of going through the same thing, and I've been going through this for a long, 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 long time. I just know, I know there's something more. There is something else that I am supposed to be doing that just fills my heart, because right now I feel like I'm just going through the motions. And I really do hate the way that I feel right now, yet I cannot deny the pull that's been there for a long time to get out of it and go and do whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing. Do you have any insight on that?
Yeah, definitely. My heart truly, like, feels for you because I was there. I truly,
yeah.
I know the feeling. What I did is just I got to the point that I was like, okay, like, why am I here? Why am I on earth? What am I supposed to do? And, you know, even it started with, I've always been working with energy and angels, so to me that was kind of easy. That's always been who I am, not what I do. So that part was taken care of. However, I didn't know how it would all manifest into what I do right now with the timeless and the DNA of all, any of that. So it was just back in March last year that I gave myself a year and say, okay, you know, I'm ready. I'm going to give myself 1 year to conclude, to finish all my business with engineering, to close the cycle, to heal that area in my life. And I'm not telling you like, hey, you need to wait another year. No, especially now, like the energy is just going. It's so available. But I would do for what I'm hearing actually from your guys, and you have a Pleiadian connection. They're really coming from a heart, from the heart. They're all about the heart and speaking from the heart. All of them, but these Pleiadians are just extra. And if that's even possible, right? And they're just telling me the moment you start making space in your life, things will show up. Like, because you're ready. You already said, I'm ready. And I'm proving it by I'm making space. Like, maybe you start working maybe part-time or taking a few hours, because I also understand the money part and how to take care of our lives from a financial standpoint. I get that. So, but if even just a little bit, or if you continue to work, maybe in the afternoons you're meditating more, or doing like some soul search, or taking a class or something that is going to help you increase your vibration so that you can start hearing and connecting with your guys a lot more, so that they you can receive clear guidance of what is the next step. But just allowing some time in your day to start focusing on the next step and just serving your purpose without even knowing what that looks like, just with the intention, you're going to work magic. And I feel like you're so ready. You're God, you're surrounded by angels. It's crazy. Like, you have all this beautiful guidance and love around you. And they're telling me that you're kind of afraid of failing, or even like falling. I see you like falling to the ground. They're like, we're here, like, there's no ground, like, we are in between, we're going to catch you, and we're here for you.
That is so good to know. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. I've been knocking on some doors and seeking out some new opportunities, so I'm
You're
just going to trust thing will unfold the way that it needs to unfold. So thank you. I appreciate it, Anya.
Of course. Thank you for calling. Much love and hugs.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thanks.
Okay, keep moving forward one step at a time, okay?
I will.
Okay, good. And that's what's important. That's I think what we all need to know about and hear is that it takes one step at a time. As you take one step, see what happens. And as you take another step, see what happens. See what comes forward. See what different opportunities unfold in front of you as you take each step. And if you take a step and you feel, oh, this wasn't quite right, that's okay. Take another step. You know, it doesn't always have to be forward. It can be sideways. Okay. So, yeah, don't let that stop you. Don't let that fear stop you that, oh my goodness, I've made a mistake, or oh my goodness, I'm doing the wrong thing. No, just go back to your heart space, ask more questions, talk to your guides the best you can, and then take another step. You know, once you get that insight of what it should be, take some inspired action.
I totally agree. That's basically what I've been doing. And, you know, most of the time we feel like we need to know exactly what our goal is or what our gifts are, like the end result. And we forget that getting there is as important as being there. Mm-hmm. It's the lessons, it's the growing, it's the understanding. And like you said, so long you keep taking one step at a time. And this could be just a thought, like just changing the way we think and the way we feel. Like, that's huge. That's huge. And celebrating those steps too.
Oh, yes, celebrate.
It's so important.
I don't celebrate, so that's something I have to include in my experience, celebrating. So I celebrated my son the other day, but I didn't celebrate, you know, me doing that workshop in front of live people, you know, in person. I didn't celebrate. Why didn't I celebrate? I'm going to celebrate. So that's it.
You need to celebrate. We'll celebrate with you, and the universe will be celebrating with you as well. And the other thing is, like, when we are, because we start getting really excited once we start working with the universe, and like, oh my gosh, and I have this, and I need to do that, and contact this person, and we're so pumped, and we just want to go, mm-hmm. and we forget to take care of ourselves.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, that is so important too. Like, yes, but note that all of that you're feeling is not going to go away. Like, the guidance is always going to be there. So just take 5 minutes for yourself and just breathe and enjoy that you're doing it, and just take care of yourself. It's just so important. Because,
absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I was telling Anya before the call started, I decided to take next week off, you know, so because I'm already tired. I'm going to be tired once I fly back on Monday night, get there Tuesday morning. It's like, I'm going to be too tired. So I'm going to take some time for myself. You need to, you know, to recharge and then go again, you know. So it's okay to take a week off now and then.
That, and just to be fair, right, for your own sake and also for your clients and the people you work with, you want to be always to the 100 and more, right? So
exactly.
We need to take care of ourselves. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 0243. 0243. Hello.
Hello. Thanks, Alara and Anya. Thank you for all that has been said so far. I was listening and had no idea that I would be called on. I really was drawn to this call. And I know one of the reasons was just to find out what this is all about. I told that there's a message here for me.
Do you have a specific question for Anya?
No, not really. I just wanted to know if she has a message for me, because I just feel as if I should hear something.
Thank you for calling. I'm glad you did. I feel like my guys just gave me like your vision, and everything feels like really dark first, and it's like you're in the woods, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like so like lost. But then I started to see like a path, and that I just keep walking through the woods, and all of a sudden I see light, and I start to see like a community, and it's just like you started a journey where you left your previous life behind, or you're about to, I'm not sure, but it's just that what they're showing me, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm in this timeline that you just took a stand for yourself and say enough is enough, and then you're going through these woods of like, oh my gosh, like what did I do, and like kind of doubting and not really like being sure about if the decision was good or not. They're just saying like, we are making a path for you, just keep going with it. Like you're gonna get there. You already are there in this timeline. Like, and you're surrounded with completely different people. I feel like more people are joining your life and really like celebrating you and celebrating your life and who you are right now.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. It does. And okay. It really confirms a lot of the things that I've been hearing.
Oh, I'm glad.
Good.
Aww.
Thank you.
You're there. You really just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Everything that is in your head, in your heart, it all matches your true self. Don't doubt it. Don't let any gremlins, you know, walk into your head or anything. You are really doing it. Just keep trusting it that this is divinely, it was a divine inspiration, and you can do it. And your love, and please receive a big hug from me. We're all behind you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. I'm glad you called in. Thank you.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so I know that we have more questions, of course, Anya, but I know that we're going to do, get a collective clearing, right, with the praying goddess Naiha. So do you want to do that now or do you want to do that later?
We can do it now because I like to hear how people are feeling. Just want to make sure that everything is settling in because it's really hyper-professional energy.
Okay,
so,
perfect.
Yeah, we can do it now.
And then we'll take more questions after.
Yes, I really feel like working with like feminine energy for everybody in the call. I'm being guided to do that. So just go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And start focusing that breath on your heart center, your heart chakra. And I'm inviting Naiha, the bleeding goddess, to join us. I feel like there's a lot of bleeding and energy in the call, too. I feel a lot of spacecraft joining us, a lot of family reunions happening today with the Pleiadian families. So much to reinforce, mainly Pleiadians. And we are creating a matrix, like a mandala-like, where each of you are part of this mandala and we're all connected. And remember, the energy is universal, it's timeless, so it doesn't matter if you're listening to the message live or in 100 days, it has the same effect. Take a deep breath. And I feel inclined to surround Earth with this energy that we're all creating right now. In our hearts, we're all connected. There's a beam of light, crystalline light coming from your crown chakra all the way to your heart chakra. Crystalline pink. From our heart, we're connected to everyone that is ready for this expansion. And I feel Mother Mary stepping in. And I see roses blooming in your heart. Just a reminder that you're always loved. You should never feel alone. Please think of them. Think about your guys and they'll find a way to remind you how loved you are. And I feel like the energy is rotating around you and around the world, and it's expanding our own energy field. Remember to keep breathing deeply. And as you keep expanding this vibration, Naiha is holding the space for you to release anything that is not serving you right now. you can think of anything specifically, any blocks, anything that comes to mind and heart. Or you can just say, I'm ready to let go of any blocks that are in my way right now, anything that is not serving me or helping me expand. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I can really feel it. I really feel Naiha and Mother Mary just becoming one, and they're just expanding your heart tremendously. Thank you for showing up today. Thank you for your willingness to love, to be loved. Take a deep breath. We're going to start to ground this energy. And I love grounding the energy by imagining that we have roots coming out of our feet. But if you have other methods, that works too. But what I like to do is just imagine the roots connecting with Gaia Sophia, with Mother Earth. Just really grounding this energy into Earth and making it available for anyone that is ready, consciously or unconsciously, but so long that their higher selves are ready, it's there and it's available. We're sharing it today. Beautiful. Take a deep breath. We thank our guides and our star family for joining us today, and Mother Earth, Mary, and Naiha for the love and assistance in this process of expansion. Take another deep breath. Really feel the energy, the love that is available to you, that you have manifested right now. For you and for your loved ones. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Wow, thank you. That was lovely. That was beautiful. I feel definitely much more grounded and expanded at the same time and much more peaceful.
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
love working with them. Yeah.
I'm still coming back, but that was great.
Yeah, I always like to give people a few minutes just to come back. I know it's a very high vibrational energy that we may not be used to working with, so mm-hmm. that is so important to me to ground before we come back and just give them a few moments just to integrate it. And please be very gentle with yourself in today and the next few days, and just drink a lot of water. If by any chance you had any water near you, you mm-hmm. can make more water, and that's going to help support the process as well.
Absolutely.
Just with the water. It was also infused, that's what I'm trying to say.
I see. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Good. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got that from them. It's like, hey, the water. It's like, oh, yeah, the water. The water was infused, too. It's like, okay.
Oh, good.
So if anybody's, listening, or if they didn't have water near them right now, you can just listen to the audio again, or even just this part and infuse the water
okay.
to help you with the integration. Yeah, super easy.
Good. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So, So one of the questions, or one of the topics that we didn't discuss yet, and somebody just posted in the Q&A, was what about how to move past re-emerging old timelines? We didn't discuss that yet. No, I know we didn't discuss that yet. We're getting there. We're not going to miss it. So can you talk a little bit about how we can move past these re-emerging old timelines, which I'm assuming are patterns that are coming up for just sometimes one last time to be cleared and looked at and acknowledged, right?
Yes, definitely. We get, and especially now, I feel like the things that we really need to work on, they're just coming, like, really strongly, even more so than before. And that's just because, again, we're moving into a reality where we're existing at a higher vibration, where we need to get rid of all these little blocks that we have through our life, right? So the way to get rid of them, or the first step, is be aware. So if you know there's something, a relationship or a situation, or you just, it keeps coming up, be aware. That was the first thing you need to do. Okay. And then go into meditation or ask you guys, or even with yourself, what is it? Well, because our guys are ourselves, right? Like, there's no separation. Little side story over there. But understanding what is behind what we think is happening. Like, what we see of, okay, this is my reality of, I don't know, I don't have a great relationship with my mom or with my dad or whatever it is. And then you keep seeing the same pattern with other people in your life. See what really is behind all of that, behind the people, behind what we think is the reality, and try to heal what is in you. What is it that is in you that is being triggered by this situation?
Right, because when there are things like that, it's our reactions and healing those reactions and healing that part of ourselves that is maybe sometimes feeling vulnerable, you know, for sure. So it's not about the other person really at all. It's about us and how we can heal that, right?
Yeah, in situations in general, it may not even involve other people. It may be just yourself, like not feeling sure or powerful or ready to speak your truth or anything. Like, see what's behind, what is causing that result, that reemerging pattern, that reemerging feeling. Mm-hmm. And that's the opportunity for you to heal that and really move on and really expand yourself and you know, raise your vibration. Like, really, by noticing, first step is noticing what is happening. Second step is really going into quiet time and say, okay, why? Like, why is this being triggered? Maybe it's another timeline that is being manifested in this reality. Maybe it's just something really from this timeline, from your childhood, or even from, like, yesterday, or, you know, like, it's really just being aware.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start healing the root of it all.
Absolutely. And sometimes just the process of being aware is enough. You know, it's not, healing doesn't always have to be challenging or difficult or a process. Sometimes just being aware of it is enough to clear it, release it, and heal it, right?
Yes, definitely. Thank you for mentioning that, because it's so true. Maybe sometimes it's just becoming aware. And once you're aware, like, the next time the situation is presented, or, you know, the same pattern is presenting, you're going to have a better understanding, and you will have that any second to decide to do something differently. And that's all you needed to do, that shift in that reality. And you create a new timeline. Boom. That's it. Yeah.
It can be that easy. Yes, absolutely.
It really can. Yeah. Like, I'm all about, like I said, making things easy and simple. Some things, yes, it takes a lot more time, per se, or a lot more going deep and really trying to find the root or the base of the issue or the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But we can always get there. But most of the time, it's just a matter of becoming aware.
Yeah.
Step one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to take some more questions in just a moment. But how was that, you know, short meditation for you, that short little process? How was that for you? You can write it in on the Q&A, or you can let us know by hitting star 2 and raising your hand. And so,
yeah, I would like to hear from you. How are you feeling?
Absolutely. So in the meantime, while you're typing away or raising your hand, we're going to just talk about the special offer for you for a few moments. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Anya13, A-N-Y-A-A 13. And so, Anya, can you talk about, there's two packages, right? Package A and package B. And so can you talk about these two packages for us?
Yes. So package A is my signature program. It's the DNA crystallization program. And like we talked about before, we talked about the crystallization of DNA, all of that. But what is really cool about this program is that it's 12 weeks, 90 days, is every week we get to work with a different being or a different collective. So if you've been wanting to start working with extraterrestrials or different ascended masters or, you know, other archangels, and you're not too sure how to do this is great for you. It will be great for you. And we either have a clearing or an activation. And the whole process leads to a 15-minute call with me at the end of the program. It's a 12-week where I crystallize the DNA for you and I give you some templates that you can keep for yourself, and you can keep reusing those to keep bringing the imprints, high vibrational imprints from another timeline into this timeline. And baggage fees, everything, the program plus half an hour. And I just want to say, my program is changing so much that today or this time and in a couple of months, this is all going to change. Like, this is going to be completely different and not, you know, it's just going to change a lot. So I really want to invite people that to join the program right now. Because I'm not going to be providing this program in any telesummit at the end of the year. This is going to be it. So it's really going to change, and the availability, like, it's not going to be available through any telesummits anymore. So, yeah, I just want to put that out there, and that if you're really feeling it, this really resonates with you, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the two packages, package A is 127, and package B, which includes the 30-minute session with Anya, is 197. So you can take a look at both of those. Yes. You can take a look at both of those at awakentohappinessnow.com/Anya13. And because normally your 1 hour sessions, if people wanted to book one personally, it's like $300 or something.
$300, for the hour. So the $197 is really a good deal.
Absolutely.
And my program is gonna really, I'm not gonna be offering at $197 anymore. I'm really, that's gonna change, and I'm not even sure that it's gonna be being offered at any other telesummit at this point. Maybe do another one, but by the end of the year, in a few months, this is all going to be completely different and not going to be available at this rate. So, yeah, it's really a huge deal. It's $197 only for everything that you get. Plus, in the 12 weeks, you have complete access to my email. So if you have any questions or anything comes up, or you need extra help with anything that is coming from the audios or the sessions, just send me an email away. And for all my the people who take the program truly become my friends and family, like, truly, like, I'm there for you. Like, I want to see you succeed and connect and expand, and I want to be there for you, truly. Yeah. So
beautiful.
Yeah, that's who I am. Yeah, of course. And it's really simple too. Like, my program is only 10 to 15 minutes per day, and once a week, and that's all it takes. I mean, you're more than welcome to listen to the audio more times and do the activations, the clearance as much as you feel you need to, and go back to the others. But it only takes 10 to 15 minutes of your day once a week. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so simple. Really is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we all have 10 to 15 minutes, you know, a week that we can,
yeah, a week,
you know, work to raise our vibration, get more clear, get, you know, connect with different guides and beings of light, right? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And because I understand how busy life gets, I get it. We all have things going on in a family and whatnot. So I figure, like, hey guys, if we can just make it easy and small and powerful, and that's what this happened. Yeah, the program happened.
Beautiful. Good. Thank
you. Yeah.
So we have some more questions coming in, or have come in, on the Q&A. So I have a question from Emily, and she says, we have lived so many times. It is such a big mess. What is the most important message to find harmony from this compilation of energies, and how do I know what my gifts are?
Yes. So about harmony, I feel once you start working with your guys in a daily basis, like, constantly just being aware of your guys, even if it's through seeing the same number or seeing a feather or just the sense of knowing us, that they're there, I feel like they bring a lot of harmony into our lives, and we start creating our own harmony. And about our gifts, it goes hand in hand. Just keep asking. Keep asking your guides to tell you what is the next step. What is, then they'll show you a book. Or they'll say, like, oh, maybe you'll be looking at a magazine and there's an ad for someone who's teaching a class on something. Or, you know, it's just mm-hmm. being really aware, being noticing the signs. And it's really obvious when you see the signs because you'll feel happy. You truly feel a sense of, like, oh, I know this is for me. Yeah. So follow that. And, again, the block is just thinking that it's not really happening or you're not worthy of, you know, becoming this beautiful channel or whatnot, right? Like, we sabotage ourselves. So that's important, just to keep the ego aside, keep the head, the thoughts aside, and just really trust that you're being guided and that you're being provided with the information that you need to find your purpose and your mission in this reality.
And yeah, and you know, do what feels right for you. You know, it's like don't try and do what everybody else is doing just because they're doing it, but you know, is that what's right for you? Ask questions from your heart space, not from your head, and then see what shows up. And you know, that constant communication, that relationship with yourself and with your guides is really necessary, especially right now when time seems to be moving so fast, right?
Right. It's such a key thing. And again, you don't need to connect the same way I connect with them. Everybody connects in their own way. I started working with my guides when I was a child, and then when I was a teenager, I started seeing numbers, and that's how I communicated with them. It was a license plate with the same pattern, and I keep seeing the same patterns everywhere. It's like the same sequence of numbers, the same 4-4-4 or 3 or 4, whatever it was. And then I started looking up in the internet, and I have this amazing website that I go to, and it was always what I needed to hear, my next step per se. Like, always, there was no doubt. And I started paying attention to that. And from there, it started evolving into actually seeing a lot more and trusting what I was seeing. Because at the beginning, when I was a child, I mean, you think people tell us, it's your imagination. You're just making this up. Even society tells you that, right? But so kind of, I kind of like put that away a little bit, like how I saw when I was in my teens, but then when I see the numbers, everything started to open up again, and I started really to trust what I was seeing. So it's the same. Maybe you feel. I was also feeling when I was a child. I'm an empath, so I always felt. Maybe you're starting to hear someone talking to you, or even sense, like you can smell things, and that somehow means something. Like, you all create your own language, and you'll have your own beautiful, perfect language. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Trust yourself. And then I have a question from Vioma, and they're saying, I've picked up a lot of negativity over the years from a TV addiction. What can I do to heal this completely?
Well, first up, you already know what happened, so you can start making changes in your life. Maybe you've already done them, and they're saying she's already doing it. It's like, wow, great for you. You guys are really stepping in for you right now. And you feel like it applies to everyone, right? We all can have our own addictions, and first realizing what addictions we are following or doing. And then from there, so the awareness is key, like we were saying in the call. Mm-hmm. And then just start grounding again. I feel like, especially in this case for the TV, we become very absent-minded. So going back to nature, going back to reconnecting with mother, and like really grounding, that's going to help you to come back to your own body and to take charge of your own thoughts and feelings and just your life in general. And I feel like this exercise applies to a lot of the addictions. Going back to basics, going back to being outside and not have the distraction of life, you know, like just really connecting with mother. Even if you live in the city, if you have a plant in your house, go sit meditate with that plant, you know, or that flower. Like, it doesn't need to be the woods. It's whatever you have that is going to help you connect to mother and come back to really your own reality, like your own life, your own timeline that you desire. That's all you need.
Absolutely. So I have a question from Kara about understanding your timelines. And so you know, this is something that, and we were talking about this before the call started, but this is something that I think perhaps people are still not sure about what that means, about understanding your timelines and as we move into the fifth dimension. So can you talk a little briefly a little bit more about timelines and what they are and how we wrap our heads around them? It's interesting that this is coming up again, right?
Yeah, that's so funny. We're just talking about that. So timelines, they're all life, they're all realities, manifestations of self that are in a different dimensions even. But I'm just gonna keep it in 3D first. just to start.
Yeah.
And my guys show me this spider web. And the spider web, you're the spider, and you're sitting on a spider web. And, you know, there's straight lines on a spider web, right? And then there's the ones that go around to create the actual spider web, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we good? Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the straight lines, those are your timelines. Those are all your life. So the realities that you've manifested in this being human. Because I'm keeping it earthy right now. I'm not talking about extraterrestrial just now.
Yeah.
And the loops that go around the spider web, that's time. And that's just, it goes all around. It is all connected. See that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the spider goes to one line or goes to the other one, but then the time changes. But there may be, it may be sitting in two loops.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
Still you. It's still your higher self. Your God. I guess that's it. Like that's the you per se. And then the spider web is just sitting between a wall and two walls in a corner, and it's just sitting right in space, right? So those are timelines. They're just sitting in space. And then I'm gonna go a step further and invite you to think about different spider webs close to your own spider web.
Mm-hmm.
And then see how we jump, you as a spider jump into another spider web,
mm-hmm.
and then you're, you know, hanging out with the other spider, and that's when you start seeing the same reality, the same wall being the same color, the same tree on the same spot on the ground, or the sun, or the things that we share in common. That's the matrix, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I don't know, does that make sense? I want to hear some people.
That
I want to hear. Okay.
So Kara, let us know if that makes sense for you. And I have a better understanding now, because I was asking Anya about that earlier for my daughter, and so this was very interesting. And then I have a question. We're just going to take one or two more quick questions here. So let me know, Kara, how that works. And so Judy's asking, how do we heal an aspect of ourselves? This is more of like a soul healing aspect. So how do we heal an aspect that is continuing to do a certain pattern over and over again? How do we heal that?
Yeah, the first thing that my guys are showing me is going through the body and to find where, if it's a physical pain or something like that, of course, you know, go to your doctor. I'm not a doctor. I cannot give you any advice on that. I can only talk about the energetic side.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that is, being manifested in a physical pain or anything like that, I will go back and to my body to try to identify where that is and how can I put a feeling to it or an emotion and see what is really causing that manifestation in our body. If that's the case, you don't know if it's a physical result or a physical issue. But just in general, I always noticed that when I started reading the Akashic Records for other people, like that's something that I used to do. I always saw like a block in the Akashic Records, and to me it was manifested as a rock, with roots, and the roots will go somewhere in our body, and then it will be connected to one of our energetic points, one of our chakras. So I will start working with that chakra with affirmations and then healing work. And then, because sometimes, for example, I'm just thinking about the solar plexus right now, and being super empathic and so feeling how others feel, and I will like save it on my body, so I will become sick, right? Like this, just something, just so people can get an idea what I'm talking about. And so you start sending energy to your solar plexus and starting to heal, maybe a sense of that you have to feel everybody's other's emotions and just storing your body, or that you can't really speak your truth, and then your throat will be all messed up because your chakra, your throat chakra, will be blocked. So I will start focusing first off trying to figure out what is it that is causing it, and I'm sure you can do that, and then see how it is manifesting in any of your main energetic points and start healing that. And then you can find affirmations online that are in relationship to any of this specific chakras and go from there.
Okay, perfect. And is that the same, would you do the same sort of thing with a past life memory or a memory from the past, even if it's this timeline or a different timeline?
No, when it comes to other timelines, I'm actually jumping into those timelines and untangle the energy so that it's not manifested in this reality. That takes me a lot more work, That takes, like, one-on-one and really, like, assess and to understand where is this vibration coming and this imprint coming and what can we do about it so that it's not manifested in this life. And then we create a higher vibrational timeline for the person that I'm working with, collaborating with, so... That takes a little bit more.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, so hopefully, Judy, that answers your question. And then I have, we're going to take one quick call on the phone lines. We're going to go to phone number ending in 1596. 1596. So let me just unmute you now. Hold on one sec. Hi, Randy. How are you doing?
Hello. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. I'm having a really wide spectrum, multidimensional experience. If you could help me understand a little bit more about my Akash and why.
Well, Randy, first of all, I wanted to ask you, how did you find that meditation, that process that Anya did earlier with Naiha and Mother Mary?
You know, I'm still crying. I can feel big tears in my eyes as we speak. Like a waterfall of tear, not even like a little spot. It's like a big. You know, I think it up-leveled my ability to understand compassion, which for me, I think I'm already there. But an experience like this, brings me to a visceral sense of like waterfall tears.
Oh, nice. Good.
Oh, so beautiful. Thank you for sharing with us. What I'm feeling, I guess, as you said, talking, I felt like you had, and just with the call or everything that you've been doing right now, I feel like you just exploded, like you just burst, like it was like waiting for this catalyst, and I feel like that's what the meditation did for you. It's just really, it was the last drop that you needed. We just needed like to push you a little bit. So what I'm going to ask you is in the next few days, just go with this new vibration. Like you really are existing in a different timeline right now. This is what you did today. And I'm so happy for you. I seriously cannot express how happy I am. Like I can feel your energy. It was just taken. You took it to the next level. You really showed up with an open heart. And this is what happens. Like you are manifesting a higher vibrational timeline for yourself right now, and I feel like it is just a clear example. Like it's tangible. Like your body's still vibrating. I'm guessing. Like I can feel it. So I just feel like everything is still integrating for you. So just give it a few days. How's that sound?
My sense of self and knowing is miraculous and somewhat clear from the heart up.
Mm-hmm.
What advice could you give all of us about experiencing this type of thing from the heart down?
Yeah, grounding. That is just, if you were to go back to re-listen to the meditation that was channeled today, instead of stopping at the heart, keep bringing the energy down. And please email me later. Like, I want to hear about it. And that this is just coming from the guys in the Pleiadians. They're just suggesting that Anaiha, instead of like stopping at the heart, continue going down through all your, like, first chakra and then, you know, Mother Earth. Or if you are feeling comfortable to work with the lower chakras, go for it. But if you don't even know what I'm talking about, just stop at the root chakra and continue going directly to Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And email me, find me on Facebook. I want to know how you're feeling. I really do. I really care about all of you. And I want to get some feedback. I would love to hear your experiences. It makes me feel alive. It makes me feel with a sense of purpose. And this is my mission. I'm here to serve you. So, and the rest of humanity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you, Randy. Try that and let us know how that works out, okay? How you feel after that.
Did I answer your question? Does that help a little bit?
I certainly feel the activation, the energy in my body, like to the level that I would want to try to drive right now.
Mm. No, please. Yeah.
As a compliment,
you trust yourself. Trust yourself.
I
want to
say that,
yeah.
You know, there's definitely stuff going on. I definitely recommend.
Good.
Looking more into your work, and thank you.
Beautiful.
Ah, thank you for calling. Send you a big hug.
Thank you, Randy.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, that's something that, you know, Colette had typed in on Facebook as well. And she had mentioned, you know, the same thing about, you know, being, you know, crying at the beginning, but then feeling so expansive, so much lighter. And what did she say? She said, even though I felt peaceful all day, I had tears gently oozing from my eyes and also yawned quite a lot and even more relaxed now. So thank you. Because that was very relaxing, yet powerful and grounding and expansive meditation, you know, that we experienced today. So yes, absolutely beautiful.
Well, I'm just so incredibly grateful to be here with all of you. And it really uses the work. I'm just here to hold your heart, hold your hands while you do it. Like, really, we're just here to, as your guides and your teachers, we're just here to love you. And you are doing the work. So give yourself a hug. And yeah, you are doing it. We're just really the channels and holding the space. But you guys, you beautiful, beautiful beings are doing all the work. And thank you for showing up with an open heart. Like, that's the first thing. Like, that is so important. And if you do that, then we are here for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's beautiful. And you're right. You know, every day, just by you all being on the call, you're doing the work. By being on the call, you're being present. You're honoring yourself. You're honoring your evolution. You're honoring your expansion and your growth. So that says a lot, just you being showing up, right? And the more that you show up and be present and actually use and implement these tools, you will start to see big shifts in your life. And that's what it's about. It's like, it's not always about the doing, but it's like the showing up, just being in that higher vibration as much as you can be, and grounding on a regular basis. You know, whenever you feel like you're just too out there, ground, bring those energies down so that you can use them in your day-to-day life. You know, they're not just meant to be out there. They're supposed to be manifested in this reality so that you can use these energies to create the life that you desire. And you can only do that if you're constantly grounding, constantly being present in your body, constantly being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, again, just the more you start grounding, the more aware you become, and then things just become easier. And even when you fall off the boat, like I did this morning, getting back on the boat of life and flowing with universe and spirit, it becomes easier.
Exactly.
You really just need to stay present, stay grounded, and keep asking. You know, again, I feel like a lot of people forget that we kind of have to ask, because we are existing under many universal laws, including free will. Therefore, it's not that they don't want to help us, it's that they love us so much that they give us the option to choose for ourselves. So if we choose not to work with them, then they respect that and they love you anyway, unconditionally. But if you feel like you're ready to work with your guides, your angels, and even extraterrestrials, because they're really high conscientious extraterrestrials are there, that is your star family, they're ready to work with you. You just need to say, I'm here, I'm showing up, I'm opening, my heart is wide open, and I'm trusting spirit and God and universe, whatever you want to call it, that I'm supported and that I'm getting the guidance I need to keep expanding myself and keep raising my vibration, my consciousness, and really serving my purpose in life.
Absolutely.
And remember, to be a light worker, you don't need to be a channel or to see energy. You can be an engineer and still be a light worker. You can be a nurse and be a light worker. And take it a step further and just be a light player. I'm so tired of working. I just want to play. And I'll do my work while playing. So
exactly. Remember,
forget about, like, in order to connect with angels and to exist in this, you know, reality of harmony and peace, I need to be channeling. Like, no. You need to be just yourself.
Yeah,
that
just
is
be
more
yourself
than
and
enough.
Exactly. And just be in your heart, you know? And
that's your true self.
Yeah.
Your true self, which is like coming from a place of love, coming with an open heart. That's your true self. Then that's when you start really manifesting a timeline that really matches your higher self, and it's in harmony and it's balanced and it's grounded. Be, you know, truly yourself and follow what is in your heart.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's beautiful. Powerful message. Powerful message coming through for all of us to hear, to be present, be in our body, and just be ourselves.
Show up and ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show up and take inspired action. Because, you know, it's not just about thinking about what you want or wishing on what you want, but you actually have to take that physical step. And, you know, you got to do both, the energetic and the 3D, you know, work.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and sometimes even if you don't know what is it that you want or what is it that you're supposed to be or what you're meant to be doing, you just need to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will come to you. Like, really, you're going to work for it, of course. I can play. I like playing.
Yeah.
But it will really come to you. Like, really work is, because it becomes play. It becomes something that it comes so natural to you because you're just in this flow with the universe that it becomes just a play. It is just it's something that you can truly enjoy. So you don't even have to think of it as work. It's something that becomes who you are and how you exist, whether it's that what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just you showing up, being you in this reality,
exactly.
Being that higher version of you, that's operating at a higher vibration. And
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and having fun, right? So thank
you
so much.
Yeah, I feel about that.
It's all about fun and ease, right? Life doesn't have to be difficult. And nowadays, the way that life is going so fast, you know, we are manifesting whatever it is that we are desiring. So in what we're choosing. So what are you choosing? Are you choosing a life that's a high vibration of joy and peace and love? Or are you choosing something else, right? So take a deep look and see what are you choosing. And choosing means not just thinking, but how you're acting and responding and reacting to the universe, right? So those are choices, too, in every moment that you're making.
It's definitely your choice, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Anya. This has been absolutely beautiful. Such a powerful call, powerful meditation, wonderful questions from everyone. So thank you, everyone, for your questions and comments. We really, you know, enjoyed it. There's so much more that we could definitely talk about regarding timelines, you know, because I think we just scratched the surface, right? So I really want to thank you for showing up and being here on the call with us and asking your questions. And Anya, thank you for that wonderful explanation of understanding timelines. You know, that was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I love talking to you and everybody on the call. Thank you for showing up with an open heart. I can really feel everybody is ready to just take the next step, and I applaud you for that. And I remind you that you are love, and I see you, and I love you, and I'm sending everybody a big hug.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. All right. Bye for now.